You mentioned, I think the German trial had the arm of, I think you said, obinutuzumab venetoclax, right?
Right.
Which is interesting. That's like the venetoclax rituximab regimen that you just talked about, but substituting obinutuzumab. What do we know about that combination? And theoretically or even practically, is it an advantage using obinutuzumab compared to rituximab when combined with venetoclax?
The venetoclax-obinutuzumab combination, I think, is very exciting. And we do have some data in the frontline setting on about 30 patients from phase 1 that were presented at ASH. It actually has the highest CR and MRD negativity rate of most any regimen, not counting the fit-ibrutinib-FCR combinations that we and the MD Anderson are doing. A 70% CR rate, and virtually everyone's MRD negative. And this is for a one-year regimen of venetoclax with obinutuzumab. And so the German CLL study group actually has another registration trial for that regimen, which is expected to read out pretty soon, probably within the next year, of venetoclax-obinutuzumab for 1 year versus chlorambucil-obinutuzumab. And I think when that gets approved, it will be very appealing for this older patient population in terms of a very deep remission with just 1 year of therapy. We don't know for sure the question of obinutuzumab versus rituximab. The randomized data that we have are with chlorambucil, and we do know, as recently reported at the European Hematology Association, that obinutuzumab chlorambucil actually improves not just progression-free, but also overall survival compared to rituximab chlorambucil. And venetoclax appears to be a drug that does have synergistic benefit from adding anti-CD20 antibody. So I would expect that we will actually get that comparison directly from the German study, but that's many years off. But in general, for patients who are able to tolerate it, I like the venetoclax-obinutuzumab.